Thank you for calling customer service. This is Kyle speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I called last week. My name is Stephen Radigan, and it's regarding a Command Tech Lab. They took money out of my account, and it was supposed to be for a DeWalt drill gun that was supposed to give me free. I was supposed to pay shipping and handling for it, and they took out something like $56.97. I was wondering if you're going to help me with this.
I think I should be able to. You said Mr. Stephen Radigan?
Yes.
All right, Mr. Radigan. I do show a billing address here in Greenfield, MA. Would you just be able to verify the street address for me for security?
455 Berniston Road, apartment 2, Greenfield, Massachusetts, 01301.
Good deal. That's exactly what I show. All right. The transactions for your record are loading up, and as soon as they load up, we'll see what this charge is. You said $59 charge was?
It was $56.97.
$56.97. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And she told me they never took it. I called my bank and they said they took it.
Okay, let me see here. All right. I'm just reading. I see where you called in. I'm reading what they put on the account.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, I'm a senior citizen, and that's a brief bet with me.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. I understand. Okay, so I think it sounds like you've from what I see here in my system, they told you that probably something very similar to what I'm gonna tell you already is that I only see a $7.95 charge. I don't see any $56.95 charge, and this charge in my system. I see where
Command
they said
Tech
you'll
Lab?
Have. To... What'd you say?
Command Tech Lab.
I'm not sure. I work with a third party call center that services over 100 different companies for thousands of different product lines. So I don't have the specific company info for what company you would have been dealing with. All I can see is what I pull up in my customer service system here. And, I only see that $7.95 charge. I don't see any $56.97.
There's no $56.97. These people just took it out of my account and ripped me off. See, I got the phone number, but I called their phone number, and they don't answer no more. They say, we're unavailable. It was like they...
Huh.
You think I can stand with that? I called my bank, and I told my bank about it, but they're going to look into it. But what the hell is that going to do for me?
Right, especially around this time of the year. Yeah, I understand. I really wish there was something else that I could tell you. I see where you've already called in before, and I don't want to beat a dead horse, but
well, she said, yeah, when I talked to her, she said it was in your system, Tech Lab. The lab, the Command Tech Lab. She said, yeah, it's in the system. It says it's here, but they didn't take it yet. So it was only a day after that I noticed it, and then I called right in to the company, and she said they had it on in their system, and then that's why I called you back today, because she said she had it in the system, and she said it doesn't show that they're taking it, but I see it here from Command Tech Lab.
Okay, so I see here, I believe the lady you talked to was she was with a completely different call center than where I'm at, and I think she was working in a different system than what I'm working in. And so it doesn't say – I can see just where she put notes down when she took your call, but it doesn't mention anything about the company name or anything like that. And the last thing it says is they said they told you you'd have to go check with your bank. And again, I know you've already called them and talked to them and stuff, but – it really is just up to your bank at this point to get it handled. Because if they give you this phone number and we don't show up that charge on our system, there's nothing I can do about that. I can't just go in and, you know, do anything on a charge that I don't see, you know?
Okay. No, that's fine. But, you know, the reason why I called you back was because the last woman you spoke to, that you just mentioned to me that left notes.
Yeah.
She told me that, you know, she had led me back to you, and that's why I called back. But I appreciate your help, and I'll just work with my bank now.
Yeah, I think that's going to be your best bet. And if you have to, you know, like I said, we don't see that charge. So if you do have to, you know, place a dispute or whatever you need to do, that's up to you, Mr. Stevens.
Yeah. Well, was it? And I must, you know, they put out there where, hey, all you have to do is pay shipping and handling for this DeWalt screw gun, and we'll give it to you free. You know, I gave them my card like an asshole, right? My card number, and they took $56.97 on it. I said, what the hell is this? This ain't no shipping and handling. So I called back my bank, and they gave me a number to call. And the number I called, they keep telling me there's nobody available. So that's where I'm at a standstill. That's why I called you back. And I thank you. You have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You too. Thank you so much for your patience. And Merry Christmas.
Okay, you too now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.